Frobisher. The Frobisher Threshermen's Day saw good participation and a wonderful day for its 53rd annual celebration of agricultural history of the region. Over 20 antique tractors partook in the parade that made its way around the village of Frobisher. Most of them were brought to light out of the local museum, and a few antiques belonged to residents. Many people took the opportunity to enjoy activities offered at the grounds throughout the day, as well as pancake breakfast and supper at the museum. Rod Mutton with Frobisher Threshermen said they were happy with how the day went. "I turned out really well. It was great, and everything went pretty well," Mutton said in an interview with the Mercury. "The crowd was there. The kids were there. It was a really good turnout for the pancake breakfast, and the supper went really well. It was a very good turnout. And it wasn't so hot." The event became possible thanks to many dedicated participants and volunteers. "It often comes down to looking for people to do all the work, but all the participants helped out, which makes the day go better and the community really supports it well," Mutton said. While some were bringing back to life old agrarian techniques such as threshing and baling with the help of a 1920s steam engine tractor, threshing machine and an old square baler, others drove antique tractors in the parade, or helped run the gates, beer gardens, breakfast and supper and more. The baler used for demonstration was owned by the RM of Coalfields at one time and was used by all local farmers who needed it. The beer gardens were run by the local firefighters, who also participated in the parade. Some of them are also farmers and they helped with the threshing demonstration. Other entertainment included bouncy castles, buddy bumper balls, food trucks, an inflatable axe throwing wall, a kid's tractor pull and a dunk tank. The Threshermen's Museum was also open to the public. Mutton noted they had a few new participants joining this year, and it was great to see a good age mix showing interest and participating in the event. After all, its main goal is to educate people about the history of the region, its pioneers and agriculture here in an entertaining manner. "It's showing our history. The kids and not only kids but everybody in the community is interested in the history of the community and how it got started," Mutton explained. He noted that for many participants the Threshermen's Day is not only about the region's history, but it's about their personal stories. Their grandparents ran tractors like that and farmed back in the day at the time of steel wheels and steam engines. "They've heard lots of stories from them," Mutton said. This year, the organizers put up a tent in the middle of the ball diamond and had all activities grouped there, which allowed people to enjoy more activities at once. People could sit under the tent and see the threshing going on and watch the bouncy houses and all that. "It seemed to turn out pretty good," Mutton said.